AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
Oysters from Florida's Apalachicola Bay are known for being plump and sweet, but the waters where they grow have been closed for 5 years due to dwindling populations. Now, shellfish lovers and the historic waterfront town, which used to host a booming oyster industry, have something to look forward to. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission just approved a plan to reopen the bay for a limited oyster season beginning January 1st. A conservation analysis found only 5% of the bay's historic oyster habitat remains, as the fishery was challenged by decreased freshwater flows, predation, overharvesting, habitat loss, and hurricanes. Some locals think the plan might be jumping the gun. Others have signed a petition opposing the new regulations as too restrictive. Commercial oystermen with a history of working the bay get application preference. Florida residents can go through a lottery to get recreational permits. I'm Jennifer King.
What time does Wee Willie Winkie run through the town?
Trivial Pursuit. It's more than a game. It's a national obsession.
Trivial Pursuit was created by a pair of Canadian journalists in 1979 and has been going through iterations ever since.
Is it too early to bring back the 90s? We don't think so. The Trivial Pursuit 90s edition, from Tammy Faye to Y2K.
And this one started as a pencil and paper game in the 1930s. But it was Milton Bradley's 1967 plastic edition with fold-up stations and model ships that made it a hit.
A game you can play anywhere. Battleship from Milton Bradley.
And then there's Slime. Gooey, sticky, and often homemade. All three now in the National Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York, honoring toys that inspire creative play across generations. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Associated Press and Cox Media Group reached out to several federal agencies and found that there's no systemic way of tracking crossing guard injuries and fatalities. School crossing guard protection remains a patchwork of state and local policies, with no national standards or reporting methods for keeping track of when such workers are hurt on the job. In Layton, Utah, crossing guard Stephen Wynn was killed while working his post. In Wynn's case, the woman was detained at the scene. Jennifer Wynn is his daughter.
She was free to go about her day. In fact, she is contesting that there is no reason her driver's license should have been suspended, as if killing someone isn't enough of a reason to have your driver's license suspended.
Reporters from the AP and Cox compiled data from police reports. The data shows more than 220 guards were injured on the job over the last 10 years. More than three dozen were fatal. For more on the story about crossing guards, visit apnews.com. I'm Haya Panjwani.
At-home tests of the gut's microbiome are trending.
Trillions of bacteria plus additional fungi and viruses that are living in our gut.
That's Gong Fang at the Icon School of Medicine at Mount Sinai.
If there's some dramatic loss of the gut microbiome, much lower diversity, it can influence the way that we digest food. It can create some distress to our immune systems, and it can even affect the way that we have our mood and different kind of stress.
Gong says the at-home tests do a good job of telling a person about the general diversity of gut microbes in their GI tract, but
right now I would say this is much more for the curiosity of the consumers.
And doctors say the technology is getting ahead of medical knowledge. There is no proven way to treat the imbalances that the tests claim to find. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Grammy nominations are out, and Kendrick Lamar is up for 9 trophies at the 2026 awards ceremony in Los Angeles. His blockbuster success, GNX, is his 5th consecutive studio album to be nominated for Album of the Year, something no other artist has done. Lady Gaga and the Canadian producer Circuit, who worked on her album Mayhem, got 7 nominations. Jack Antonoff joins them with 7 for the rap song TV Off and his work with Lamar and Sabrina Carpenter. Bad Bunny, the artist headlining the Super Bowl halftime show, scored 6 nominations. For Best New Artist, the nominees are girl group Cat's Eye, Olivia Dean, The Marías, Addison Rae, Somber, Leon Thomas, Alex Warren, and Lola Young. The Grammy Awards air February 1st on CBS and Paramount+. I'm Jennifer King.
A woman in Oregon rescued a beached shark. Colleen Dunn was walking her dogs along a beach in Manzanita, Oregon.
There is a baby shark. I'm not sure what to do.
It was a small salmon shark, which was suffocating in the low tide area near the shoreline. At first, Dunn thought it was a baby great white. With her dogs waiting patiently, she grabbed the 3-foot shark by the tail.
Come on, big guy.
Dunn rushed it to deeper water.
Come on.
She was capturing it all on video. The shark was able to push water through its gills once again and then swam out of view. Dunn says stepping in when a creature needs help keeps her present and humble. Switzerland's government wants the United Nations Cultural Agency to include the tradition of yodeling on its list of intangible cultural heritage. The Swiss feel the yodel is far more than the mountain cries of male herders in suspenders. It's a popular form of singing.
We change between head voice. This is... We do it most time with the vowel oo in combination.
Teacher Nadia Rass says yodeling is distinctive because of its vocal technique.
We do it with the vowel oo. Very typical is when we change between these two.
The UN classification is meant to raise public awareness of yodeling.
I think really we have 5 languages. We have the 5th, the yodel.
Rass says one of her life goals is when she dies, every school child in Switzerland will be in contact with yodeling during their primary school time. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump has hosted leaders from Central Asia as the U.S. seeks to get around China on rare earth metals restrictions. President Donald Trump hosted leaders of 5 Central Asian countries, including Kazakhstan and Uzbekistan, at the White House on Thursday, as he intensifies his hunt for rare earth metals needed for the production of high-tech devices. The White House visits come after Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping experienced friction over the export of rare earth elements in their trade negotiations. Relations between China and the U.S. have since thawed, but the U.S. is searching for new sources of the rare metals in an effort to circumvent China. Following talks at the Oval Office, the president hosted a dinner for the Central Asian leaders, at which he spoke of how these nations hold strategic importance for the U.S.
And I'm committed to making America's partnership with each of these countries stronger than ever before.
China accounts for nearly 70% of the world's rare earth mining and controls roughly 90% of global rare earths processing. I'm Karen Chamas.
A British man who had aspirations of being James Bond has been jailed for 7 years for trying to spy for what he believed to be Russian intelligence service agents. Howard Phillips, who's 65, was found guilty in July for attempting to pass information about former Defence Secretary Grant Shapps to 2 men he believed were Russian agents. However, the agents were undercover British intelligence agents. Justice Bobby Chima-Grubb told Phillips at his sentencing hearing at Winchester Crown Court that he was prepared to betray his country for money. The judge added that Phillips had a personality with narcissistic tendencies and an overblown sense of his own importance. The force had found all its 24 mariners safe after an assault that had raised renewed fears about piracy in the region. The seizure of the Hellas Aphrodite, carrying a load of gasoline from India to South Africa, ended as the EU's ESPS Victoria came alongside the vessel. Special forces from the Spanish frigate boarded the tanker and released the 24 crew members who had locked themselves inside a part of the ship. As the vessel rushed to the scene, the British military's Maritime Trade Operations Centre warned of another incident in the same area on Friday. The Victoria is part of the EU's Operation Atalanta, an anti-piracy coalition. I'm Charles Tuletesma.
Hey, this is Russell Wilson.
This is Joe Montana.
This is Dak Prescott.
Hey, this is Jason Kelce. And you're listening to Rob Motti.
Rob Motti.
Rob Motti.
Rob Motti.
Welcome to On Football with me, Rob Motti. It was a wild trade deadline this week. We have two NFC playoff rematches on the schedule, including a big one Monday night, Eagles at Packers. More on both of those games in Pro Picks. Our guest this week is Carolina Panthers defensive tackle Derek Brown. The Panthers are 5-4, coming off a big win in Green Bay. Stay tuned for that conversation. The New York Jets stole the show at the trade deadline. They traded their two best defensive players, two-time All-Pro cornerback Sauce Gardner and three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Quinnen Williams. Sauce went to the Colts, Quinnen to the Cowboys. The Jets get three first-round picks and more. They weren't winning with Gardner and Williams. They were 1-7. They've been terrible for years. So I can understand adding draft capital and aiming to use that to land a franchise quarterback who could turn everything around for the organization. But at the same time, you've got a lot of draft picks, and they're going to try and find guys in the draft as good as Gardner and Williams. That's easier said than done. Those are cornerstone players who you usually build around, and now they're gone. It's definitely frustrating for Jets fans. Derek Brown was Carolina's first-round pick in 2020. He's been part of losing teams every season until now. We talk about that and more.
Derek, you guys are coming off a great win, a huge win. I heard you say that this was a team, you were a team that people looked at as an automatic win in the past. What's changed? What's been the key for the biggest turnaround for you guys?
I think, you know, it's just been, you know, time to have the culture develop, right? Like when Dan took over and Dave and Coach Canales and, you know, the Teppers, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, eventually, you know, this will come and, you know, being a part of it for 6 years, you know, finally seeing it kind of change and things swing, man, it's a great thing to be a part.
I got an opportunity to see Coach Canales up close. I'm in Tampa, saw him that season as an offensive coordinator with the Buccaneers, man. He brings so much positivity, so much energy. What do you guys see in a locker room? Is that consistent on a daily basis from what I saw from the outside looking in, and how much does that help you?
Yeah, man, Coach, 100% positive every day. You know, there's certain things like, you know, things like effort and stuff like that. Like, he can handle a guy making a mistake, but like when it comes to the effort and things, he got no patience for that. And that's about the only thing that'll make him tick. But no, man, high energy. I mean, from the time you get here in the morning to the time you leave in the evening, he is consistently the same person year round. I would say that.
Now, after that major win, right, you go to Lambeau, you beat the Packers, you're big underdogs, you get that W. And now this week, you're home, you're trying to build off that. You're playing a Saints team that's kind of struggling. They're a rebuilding team. We know who they are and what they bring to the table right now. But how do you, as a veteran, make sure that there's no letdown, that nobody can look ahead, and that you guys focus in on the task at hand and try to get to 6-4?
I mean, I think the just overall understanding is, man, the Saints are us, right? The Saints are us, you know, these past few years. The Saints are us a few weeks ago, right? So, you know, to be able to go out there with a mindset that, you know, they aren't a very good team, it would be very ignorant on our part. And, you know, for us, I mean, it's just that when we get a time mindset, we don't sit here and take advantage of it. We don't try to get to do anything crazy. I mean, it literally is for us, like, the team is being trained, like, 1 week at a time, right? Because, I mean, a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, we got beat bad by home by Buffalo, bounced back, be able to get a win in Lambeau. And it doesn't have to be pretty, but it just needs to get done. And, you know, I think that's kind of the mindset right now with the team is just get it done. Like, we're not sitting here, you know, saying that, you know, we're the greatest in the world. But, I mean, if you get us in a dogfight, we damn sure gonna fight.
You just mentioned that loss to Buffalo. That's a huge loss, right? It can be embarrassing, disappointing on so many levels. And we've seen teams in the past, like, when you get beat that way, things can snowball, they can steamroll and can go downhill. Was there something said? What happened in that week, in that short span from losing to Buffalo to getting to go to Green Bay and doing what you were able to do?
Nothing, man. I mean, all hats off to the Buffalo team. They came out here and they gave us a good ass with them. And, you know, we all knew what it was. You know, it was lack of execution. And, you know, that's one thing where, you know, we don't have to sit here and, you know, swarm around and blame each other and all this. You know, it's, you know, we get back to work on Wednesday, get ready to start executing, put in the game plan, and, you know, we do what we do. You know, I think so many times people just want to start freaking out, like, oh, like, what's going on? And, you know, that's just not the narrative that, you know, Coach is instilling in this team and as leaders that we're preaching. One thing right now is just 1 week at a time, man. You can't look too far in the future or you're going to miss out on everything right now.
For you personally, right, 2023, you make the Pro Bowl. And then last year, we know what happened. You get injured week one of the season. What is this comeback for you meant? Just to be able to be out there and accomplish what you've been able to accomplish on the field with your teammates, coming looking back at what you went through.
Man, I regret nothing. You know, I think I got a lot more love for the game now, especially it being taken away from me. Never really had that happen before. So for that to have happened, you know, just the time I spent, you know, alone and, you know, trying to recover and get back healthy. You know, like you said, I had a good season coming off 23. I was excited to be able to continue the dominance and, you know, Lord's willing, you know, I got hurt. So, you know, that was one of those things where, you know, I feel like he gave me adversity in life and I had to bounce back. And, you know, coming into 2025, man, I was excited. Got a whole new group of guys coming in and, you know, it's just, I wanted the opportunity to be able to lead the team again and play at a high level.
How much did that help you? I talked to a lot of guys about this, that when adversity strikes, you've got somebody else that you can turn to, right? Whether it's family, friends, teammates, or the man above. How much did that help you?
Man, a lot. You know, I feel like, probably the worst point was, you know, I was sitting there and, you know, I just had surgery that week. We went out and we beat Vegas. And I was so happy for the team, but like, I just felt like so distant from the team. And I, you know, that was a hard thing for me, especially being in the locker room for as long as I have. And you know, that was tough. And then being away for another week doing rehab in LA, like it was like, damn, I just want to get back with the guys. But I mean, it was crazy. Like even on like the worst days, like it was like, you know, people in my inner circle were like reaching out and I was like, man, like this is weird. Like every single time, like I was starting to feel like, man, like this sucks. Like all of a sudden, like a buddy, a family friend, like somebody would just reach out and text me. And I mean, I kind of definitely played off that inner circle. Like they definitely kept me going every single day.
It's time for some pro picks. The four pack had its first losing week. We're 26-9-1 overall straight up and 24-12 against the spread. My best bet this week is a playoff rematch that's kind of lost its luster. The Lions, they're 5-3. They're at Washington. Commanders are 3-5. They won't have Jaden Daniels after he suffered that gruesome elbow injury. The Lions are 8-point favorites. The Commanders, well, we know they spoiled Detroit's 15-win season last year with a huge upset in the NFC divisional round of the playoffs, but nothing has gone right for Washington since. They went on to the NFC Championship game. They were destroyed by the Eagles. They're losing this year. The Lions, not only they're seeking to avenge that playoff loss, but they're coming off a home loss last week to Minnesota and J.J. McCarthy. Now, the Lions have won and covered 12 straight games following a loss. I like Jared Goff in a dynamic offense. My best bet, Lions 30-17. The upset special is that other playoff rematch, this one from the NFC wildcard round. The 6-2 Eagles, defending Super Bowl champions, on the road in Lambeau against the Packers, who are 5-2-1 on Monday Night Football. It's the tush push game. We all know by now the Packers were the team that presented the initial proposal to ban Philly's tush push, their version of the quarterback's knee. Ultimately, it stuck around by two votes. Jalen Hurts has been playing great football, protecting the ball. He's got the pass game going to A.J. Brown. Saquon Barkley in the run game went off before the bye. And then the Eagles make three trades before the deadline. The big one, they get edge rusher Jalen Phillips from Miami. He'll get after Jordan Love. Now, the Packers are coming off that loss to Carolina last week. Disappointing effort. Micah Parsons facing the Eagles for the first time since going from Dallas to Green Bay. I'm not only taking an Eagles win, I'm going to tell you how they do it. Jalen Hurts scores on a tush push late in the game. Eagles 27-24. Next, I'm looking at Buffalo 6-2 at Miami 2-7. Bills minus 9.5 points. After beating the Chiefs, Josh Allen and the Bills can't overlook the lowly Dolphins. They got a matchup coming up next week against Tampa Bay. Several trends favor Miami covering the spread. The Dolphins are 10-2 straight up and 9-3 against the number with Tua Tagovailoa in the second straight game at home or later. So all that fits, but this is a Dolphins team that needs a massive overhaul. They fired the GM. That's step one. They're a terrible football team. Bills 30-17. Last of the four pack, the New York Giants 2-7 at Chicago 5-3. The Bears are 4.5-point favorites. Jackson Dart has been a bright spot for the Giants, who've lost three in a row since that dominant upset win over Philly on a Thursday night. Losing Cam Scadaboo sucked the life out of this team. Then the run defense for the Giants has allowed more than 425 yards in the past two games. The Bears had 283 last week.
week. They scored 47 in a comeback win against Cincinnati. Caleb Williams is 3-0 straight up and against the spread at home against teams that allow 27 or more points per game, which the Giants do. Bears 29-20. That's it for this week. Thank you to Derek Brown. Thank you for listening to On Football. And thanks to Haya Pinjwani and Mike Hempen for producing this episode. Please check out apnews.com for the full pro picks, On Football analysis, and more NFL news.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. All so that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.